Welcome to the Weight Loss Navigation Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Gaither, and this is the podcast for those who want to reach their weight loss goals once and for all without feeling frustrated, guilty, or confused. Together, we find what tools work best for you personally and also what will help you feel happy, upbeat, motivated, and in control. Subscribe now and let's help get you to your goal, but also to help you enjoy the journey starting now. So another lesson that bears repeating and repeating again and again and again and again, because you're probably going to have a tendency to drift away from this. And I just hope that if I continue to say it often enough, it'll bring you back. So while it is important that you set your goal wherever you want to, you can set it as high as you want, as low as you want, whatever you are comfortable with. You want your goal to be lofty. You want it to be exciting. Remember that your brain gets excited about goals. And the bigger and more extreme the goal is, the more it gets excited about the goal. Now, just because your goal is big, however, you don't want to set yourself up for failure in that knowing that it's going to take a while to get there, you get demotivated along the way. So there is a whole thought process. There's books about it that talks about cutting your goal in half in order to make more success. Now, I don't like the way that they phrase that though. They say cut your goal in half. And what that means, or what it sounds like it means, is if you want to lose 50 pounds, to say to yourself, oh no, I just want to lose 25 and now it's more manageable. Well, again, remember, your brain gets excited about big, exciting, tremendous, giant goals. Don't cut your goal in half. Instead, what they mean by this, and again, I just don't like the phrasing, is to set your next milestone closer. So instead of saying to yourself, I am going to celebrate and go get myself a pedicure when I get 10 pounds down on my goal, instead say, I'm going to go celebrate and get myself a pedicure when I get 5 pounds down on my goal. So you cut in half the next mini little goal that is a piece of the bigger goal. And that is what they mean. What they mean is basically dangling that carrot closer. When you have the carrot so far ahead that you know there is absolutely no lunging forward and getting it, you're not really motivated to take that next step. The whole reason that the carrot works for the mule is when they really think like, oh geez, okay, all I need to do is take one step to get it, one step to get it. When you actually know that you have a chance of getting it, you are motivated to step forward. If that carrot is always 5 feet ahead of you and you know there's absolutely no way at all you're ever going to bite it, you're going to just get yourself frustrated. So keep your goals big, but keep your milestones small. We want to break out your goal into as many milestones as we possibly can. We want, if possible, to break out, you know, a goal of 50 pounds or whatever it might be, even if it's just a 10-pound goal. We want to break that up into as many teeny tiny little increments as you possibly can that you can have as your next little increment to try to get to, and then have something that makes you excited to celebrate it, whether that's, you know, rewarding yourself with a non-food related reward, or whether it's even just as simple as tracking in some way that's exciting, you know, whether you're making your little chart or your graph, or you're entering it into your app, whatever it might be, maybe you're sticking some money into a jar. And at the end, every pound, you're going to stick $5 in a jar so that you see that money growing and accumulating. And you know that at the end, you're going to end up with a big chunk that you're going to go buy yourself something with. So think about how you can sprinkle along these little carrots along your goal in order to excite yourself. What can we do to make the next little milestone A, close, B, exciting, and C, then come up with additional ones that are just right behind that, right behind that, right behind that. Again, we don't want to have food related rewards. That's not something that's going to benefit you. But if we can take your big lofty goal, keep it exciting, break it into tiny little milestones that are constantly right around the corner so that you feel like it's within your grasp, it's actually within your reach. and then celebrate that success in a way that's not going to undo your success, and then continue forward. Next, next, next. So what are you doing? What is it that you're doing to help yourself stay motivated? What are you doing to make sure that carrot is dangling right in front of you? It's actually something that you're going to reward yourself with, but you're not going to wait too long or let it get too far ahead so that you don't get yourself overly frustrated. If you are having some trouble on breaking these things down or thinking them through or thinking about ways that you can do this for yourself, no problem at all. I want you to head to our Facebook group. I want you to message me and let me know if there's something that I can help with. Maybe we can all come up with some ideas together and we can find ways to, again, keep your goal big, keep your milestones small and frequent, and keeping you on track and motivated and excited to move forward. You've got this. I know you do. Let's get you moving quickly and successfully.
If you liked this episode and dig my style, I invite you to check out our website, motivationdepot.net. Here you'll find exciting new motivational courses, resources, tools, printables, and awesome products. Also, you can find out about how you can work with me as your coach. Finally, don't forget to join us in our free weight loss motivation Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you there.